And now, a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Let's do it.
It's time for Lyrical Headlines. Headlines, headlines that are lyrical.
Now it is you, Cameron Ling, I, Loggy, Bowden, work experience guy, and Beck in the newsroom. And you're officially in the newsroom this morning.
I'm in the news booth this morning. Yeah.
Sticking to the news booth because Tom normally presses all the buttons. And you're like, you know what, Loggy?
I'll make it a bit easier for you, Log, because that's the kind of girl I am.
Love it. Women supporting women. Am I right? Yeah, the girls. Yes. Anyway, Lingy, how do we play lyrical headlines?
Okay, well, Becky in the newsroom is going to read the lyrics to songs like she does in her day job as a news bulletin.
Yes.
We are going to jump in. Our names are our buzzers. Test those, can you please?
Loggy.
Bowden.
And mine would be Lingy, of course.
Very good.
If you jump in and you get it wrong.
Half wrong, or you get a half right if you get, say, the song but not the artist.
That's it. Thank you very much. The other two will get the continuation of the lyrics and get another opportunity.
Beautiful.
Something along those lines. We are working out this week that Tom does it so much better than us,
Loggy. Oh, he's a professional.
Yes, but don't tell him.
But you know what? We're going to have so much fun, it doesn't matter.
100%. All right, so names, buzzers, we know that. Let's give it up for the first song. Here we go.
Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom. Oh my God, we're back again. Brothers, sisters, everybody sing. Gonna bring the flavour, show you how.
Bowden.
I was gonna say.
Friday DJ okay. Boy.
I know it.
It is Backstreet Boys.
And?
Everybody. No, it's not.
Loggy.
Oh.
Backstreet Boys, Backstreet's back.
Yes.
Yes, baby.
How did I get that wrong?
Was what's the theme?
Oh, yeah.
Well, did you get an idea for that one with the
people
theme?
That have been touring Australia of late?
No. Oh. It's sort of like, you
Great
know,
band.
Footy's back. Let's look at footy. Let's look at winning. Let's look at all that sort of, you know,
things
encompassing.
So
love it.
Okay. Footy.
Things that are back.
So it's a loose theme. That's what I love.
It's all of, yeah, it's just, you know, vibes of footy.
Bowden, you left the door open for Loggy there. That's disappointing.
I did.
Wide open.
Be better.
You know what, Lingy? Let's forget that happened.
All right. Number two, I'm 1 point in. Let's see what happens.
Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom. You could be the greatest. You can be the best. You can be the King
Bowden.
Kong.
I think I've actually got it this time.
Ooh.
It's the script and it's Hall of Fame.
Yes. Oh.
Just hang on 1 second. I'm up against DJ Bowden and DJ Loggy. What was your actual...
Fawn. My name was Fawn.
Fawn?
DJ Loggy Fawn.
There are some songs I reckon you'll get now, Lingy.
Thanks,
and
thanks.
Also, big shout out to Louis Zucker in the newsroom when I was saying what songs can I come up with, and he gave me songs and he's just awesome.
Louis
so, you know,
Zucker, unreal.
Love it.
Let's go to this one. It's a tiebreaker unless Lingy shows up and then we will have an official tiebreaker. Give it to us, Beck.
Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom. One man come in the name of love. One man he...
Loggy,
It's you two. And it is. Hang on, give me a second. Don't count it down.
Five, four, three.
In the name of love. No.
Yes, that's half of the.
Pride.
Yes.
Pride.
Cameron Ling.
Thank
Tom would have never
you.
Allowed that.
Thank you
Bowden.
For the little pat on the head saying, good boy, Lingy,
good
you
boy,
got
Lingy.
One.
Do you know what? I thought I would have said the exact same as you. I forgot it was called Pride. So there you go.
Yes.
Tie
great
breaker.
Song.
Bowden v. Loggy v. Lingy. Who's it going to be? Let's find out.
Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom. I don't want to talk about things we've gone through, though it's hurting me, now it's history.
Amen.
I've played all my cards and that's what you've done too. Nothing more to say, no more ace to play. The winner takes it all.
Oh, yes.
It's
yes,
ABBA.
Yes.
The winner takes it all.
Yes.
The winner takes it all. The loser standing small.
Love it.
Beside the victory.
Love it. God, it feels feels good. I mean, I don't want to say I've only won because Tom didn't show up, but that's basically it. Lyrical headlines, a Loggy win. You'll never see it. Where's my...
I gave you a big round of applause. You're the one Loggy. Pushing the button.
I only have golf clap. There we go. That's the only one I have. Beck, thank you so very much. Lyrical Headlines is back again next Thursday.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Log, what do you reckon, just off the top of your head, closing in on, how long has it been since I've become a permanent member of this team? Nearing 12 months?
I think it would be 12 months.
I was thinking that.
Yeah, because you didn't come back straight away after summer holes and you were kind of here just on a Wednesday and then you started full time. I'm pretty sure it was around March.
All right, so let's call it closing in on 12 months.
Oh, we should have celebrated.
No, please don't celebrate. But one thing, one little thing, every single morning I drive in to see you wonderful people and be part of this incredible team.
All right.
Just gets me.
Okay.
It gets me. Mm. So, I follow the path. I head up Brougham Street.
Yeah.
Then turn right into Mallop Street. Jeringhap Street. I head up Jeringhap Street, then turn right into Mallop Street. People were going, how can you go from Brougham Street to Mallop? Jeringhap Street to Mallop Street, and I park and I get the Grounds of Society coffee that we get every morning.
Yes.
You and Tom basically demanded from the day I first started.
Well, we pay for them and we have a round robin thing, except for Bowden that just gets them and...
Gets them for free.
No,
exactly
I'm joking,
right.
Bowden.
He said today,
work experience, Bowden, hey, I should pay for coffees. I'm like, don't worry about it.
Yeah, it was a nice token offer by him. Yeah,
so that's now on the record. So keep that.
Yeah.
The good thing is, like, day one, you said, I was a work experience kid back then. They're like, you will pick up the coffees on the way. So I head up Mallop Street and I pick up the coffees.
And we love you for it.
I then take off, I drive from, this is embarrassing, from Grounds to, and I park out the front here.
Park then
walk.
No. You drive.
Oh, it's just easier.
All right, write that down. We'll be talking about that another time.
Oh, dear. Okay, so I'm Mallop Street turning left into Merrible Street. Something catches my eye every single morning and I just grind my teeth in frustration. You know the corner of Merrible Street and Mallop Street, the Thomas Jewellers clock?
Yes.
It is 25 minutes slow. 25 minutes.
So it's still working.
It goes around.
Are you sure you're not just coming at the same time every day and it stopped 25 minutes before you get here?
Actually, that's a good question. I'm not 100% sure.
It might be just stopped.
But it can't be stopped at like 6, whatever it is, 10 every morning.
It might be.
No, I doubt that. No, I think it's 25 minutes slow.
It's just because it's you. When you walk past, time stops.
Oh, thanks, Bode. Very, very nice. Yeah. He's welcome back anytime. But
okay, we're turning your microphone off now, Bode.
It is 25 minutes slow. And every time I turn up and I turn around the corner, it gives me that jolt of, oh, I'm early.
Mm.
And then I realise, no, I'm not. I check the clock in the car and it's, I'm on perfect time. Can we do something about that?
Why? I drive past it every morning and don't notice, don't care.
Well, you just don't take in your surroundings.
Take in my surroundings. That's what I'm medicated for. Too much surroundings in my brain. I know everything that's happening all the time.
Well, does that not get to you that clock is 25 minutes slow?
It doesn't get to me. Who cares? What? Since when? I mean, it worked. It didn't work. Then it worked again.
People who around this area of Geelong in the CBD, they all know the clock I'm talking about, the Thomas Jewellers clock.
Yeah.
And next time you walk past it, try and unsee it from now on. It is 25 minutes slow.
No one cares.
They do care.
They don't.
And I tell you what, surely there is somebody out there who knows somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody who can just turn the dial. Because it's clearly running.
Why would we contact someone when no one cares?
No, they care.
All right.
There's other people out there who care.
Look, if you can get one person to call and say that they care, maybe we'll do something about it.
It's 25 minutes slow. A lot of people care.
52232955. I'm expecting none of you to call, okay? Because no one cares.
They
and
do.
It's fine.
Please call just to prove Loggy wrong. Wrong.
As if.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Apparently time stands still or stands slow.
It certainly stands slow. The Thomas Jewellers clock, corner of Merrible Street and Mallop Street, 25 minutes slow every single morning. As I have grabbed our coffees, I drive around the corner there from Mallop Street into Moorabool to park out the front of K-Rock. It catches my eye every single time, annoys the hell out of me. You said that nobody would care until I got a massive smile on my face because the phone's lit up.
Yeah.
People care.
Yeah, maybe they don't care. Maybe they're calling to say, get a life, Lingy. Let's find out. Donnie from Belmont, are you with Lingy or not?
Good morning. I'm with the dinosaur because I'm a bit of a fossil myself.
Yeah.
I reckon we still look at clocks and it's important. All you young dudes have lost your feelings, like, and senses.
Yeah.
You watch Google and go by your phones too often. It'll tell you to go. You'll just go in whatever direction the phone tells you. It might be up a road with potholes that doesn't have an end to it.
Yeah.
And instead of just taking the freeway, like,
okay.
It's out of control. We actually had to do things by the time. When in the 80s, you know, we have to hang a door in 20 minutes or put a lock on in 15 minutes.
All right, Donnie, that is magnificent. Oh, that's a
if
beautiful...
only I had the this means nothing
no,
to me.
We would never do that to Donnie. Donnie's taking it from me being frustrated about a slow clock to being able to hang a door in 20 minutes. I love the fact that you've done that. I appreciate the support very much too, Donnie. Sarah from Bell Park is with us. Sarah, you with me or you just don't care?
Of course I'm with you, Liggy. I drive past it like 7 times a day and it quite is annoying. I don't know how to put it into words. I look at it and I'm like, change.
Yes, Sarah.
Question, Sarah. Is it moving and 25 minutes slow or is it just stopped at, what is it, 10 past 6 or something?
No, well, I saw it at, yesterday. It was 25 past 8.
And it was not 25 past 8, was it?
No.
Oh, emotional Sarah, damage
I can
there.
Feel the irritation in your
for
voice
Sarah.
There. Thank you for the support.
Who have we got next on the phone, Ling?
Kate from Leopold is with us. Kate, where do you stand on this one?
Good morning. I was driving past the clock when you guys were talking about this, and it's only about 20 minutes off. It's not quite 25, but I had never noticed it until now. So thanks a lot, Lingy. Every day now, that's going to really, really grind my gears.
Oh, I'm sorry, Kate. You won't be able to
unsee
it.
I know a few people like that used to work there at the jewelers, so I'm going to start putting my feelers out now because that's going to kill me.
Oh,
all right,
please,
Kate.
Now
hang
I'm
on
not going to be able
Kate,
to notice it.
Because I reckon after this, we'll have to grab your number and just see. If you've got contacts, we want to know about them. And we'll try and fix this because the emotional damage it's giving people.
Yeah, but can you hear Sarah and Kate? They're all exactly the same as me. So let's help these people.
All sad individuals. What about you, Brett, from Grovedale? Are you sad about
Good
the
morning,
clock?
Guys.
Oh. Hey, Bretto.
How are you, mate? It gives me the absolute irrits. I drive past it every day after work and it is not good. My OCD bells just go off.
Yeah. Are you like Donnie, our first caller, just old man yelling at it? Gah! Tell the right time! Sorry, Donnie, please don't call back.
No, I've been tempted to try and sneak up a staircase and see if I can change it.
Okay,
so, Bretto, with what Kate just told us, that she's going to put her feelers out to some connections, if we can try and do the same thing, it would be very, very satisfying to find somebody who knows somebody who can do something about this to fix the clock, wouldn't it? If you could drive past and it showed the right time, that'd be good for everyone.
Oh, it's a community service.
Yeah,
there
it
go,
really
log.
Is. I mean,
Start
we could
listening.
Focus on other things or we could focus on that. I'm happy to toe the line. I stand corrected. People care, Cameron Ling. You are correct. It doesn't happen often.
This is the best day ever.
Mm. Want more of that gear? Just tune in weekdays from 6 on K-Rock 955 or at krock.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom Lingy and Loggy Gold.
Going live now to Cameron Ling in the kitchen. Hi, Cameron.
Hey, Log, we are live on Facebook as well, on the K-Rock Facebook page. I'm standing next to the deep machine. I'm not sure this is responsible. You're putting me in a situation that is completely unfair with my 6 shots of coffee, Pedro Pascal style.
Yes.
Over ice too. I don't even like it cold.
Well, his coffee order has gone viral. Of course, Pedro Pascal is from the Mandalorian.
Your crush.
Oh, a little bit. The Mandalorian, and he's also from Narcos, and yes, he had a coffee order that has gone viral because it is the iced quad espresso, not espresso. I'll get killed for that. Venti cup, extra ice, 6 shots. That's what we've gotten in your hand because you have put Tom and I through so much over the journey. We've eaten bird seed for you. We've taken shoeies out of dirty football shoes for you. Now it's your time to do your part, Lingy, and drink the 6-shot coffee. Get it in ya.
Can I? I'll have a taste. Mm. Here we go.
Mm.
Mm. Oh, that's strong. That's bitter. Oh, just to go on record here, I have a flat white. I like nice milky drink, nice single shot normally, nothing fancy. That's awful.
Is it a delicious ale? Do you feel like you can conquer the world now of film and television now that you have
Can I get one thing straight, though, Log?
Yeah.
So you claim to have eaten bird seed. Mm. You had a tiny little nibble, basically did nothing.
Yeah.
Tom, his shoey, I looked after him with a brand new, never been worn football boot before.
Yeah.
So pretty much completely looked after. Mm. You are trying to do something to my heart. Do you recall in summer I actually ended up in hospital with heart complaints?
For those on Facebook Live
right now, Log, this is what I'm doing with the rest of your coffee.
Oh, no, get away.
It's in the bin.
Okay, thank God. And can you please bring the defib into the studio with you?
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.